Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Wonderful God, mighty God, Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Lily of the Valley. Hallelujah, and the bright and the morning star. Hallelujah, God, we bless your name today. Father, hallelujah, we come to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, for your grace. Come to say thank you for your mercies. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumbered. Thank you for bringing us into a brand new day, Father God. Father God, we thank you for canceling, Father God, every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day. Father, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and to declare that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it most definitely will not come to pass. Father God, you are great and you're mighty and you're great. Father God, and we bless you, and we magnify you, we glorify you on today. We confess every sin of omission and commission, and Father, we embrace the gifts of this brand new day and say thank you for it. We realize if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught the disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, amen again. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our family. Good morning to our visitors, all of our listeners across the globe. We greet you on this morning, and we welcome you to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great and greatly to be praised. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. And when we do this in spirit and in truth, all these other things shall be added unto us. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries out of Philadelphia. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. And evidently you did the same thing. That's why you're here with us on today. Amen. If this is your first time with us, you are definitely in the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. This is his service. We are his people. This is his table. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. We meet on this platform 6 days a week, actually 7 days a week, but 6 days a week, Monday through Saturdays, and we come here to receive our spiritual breakfast, the breakfast for champions. Amen. Why? Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you'll keep on coming back. We've been meeting, we've been faithfully meeting here, amen, for 10 years and 9 months, amen. We'll be celebrating 11 years at the end of this year. Will be our 11th church ministry anniversary. Yeah, church ministry, amen, it's all the same thing, amen, hallelujah. And this, we want to give God praise, glory, and all the honor. The first time we call you a visitor, amen. The second time we call you friend, amen, family, amen, and to God be praised. All right, all right, all right. We have stepped into a brand spanking new day, a day we have never seen, a day we have never known, a day we will never see again and know again. Amen. So this is why we want to make the best out of this day. Hallelujah. Man didn't give it to us. God gave it to us. Amen. So we don't want to squander the day. Amen. But we want to be faithful and be a good steward over time. Time is precious. Oh, time is precious. You don't think time is precious? Look at your children. Look at your grandchildren. Look and see how fast they're growing. Just look at yourself. Look at yourself. Amen. Time is precious, saints. Amen. So let us redeem the time. Amen. Because the days are evil. Amen. We pray that you enjoyed our Bible study on last night, and you are indeed welcome. If you are a visitor here, we have Bible study Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Glory be to God. And we also, at that same number, we have an altar of prayer where we meet and pray. Amen. 12 o'clock noon, and then back at 9 o'clock. Other than Wednesdays, because Wednesdays we have the Bible study, with the exception of this upcoming Wednesday. Oh, yes, the last Wednesday in September, the last Wednesday in October, and the third Wednesday in November. We are having a prayer summit. Amen. Glory be to God. God called it. Let me tell you something. Amen. God is so awesome, and I really appreciate my relationship with him and what it's developing into, because glory be to God, a few days before God called it, God told me he had something to tell me. Glory be to God. In reference to the broadcast, in reference to the media ministry, and I knew God was shifting some things up. I felt it in my spirit, but I was okay with it, because you know what I mean? I was like, look, let's go, Lord. And the Lord told me, he's going to tell me on Tuesday. Now, this I'm telling you, I've never, you know, like with these details, like it says, you know what I mean? I wasn't, you know, I was at peace with it, but I knew it was God. And when Tuesday came, amen, glory be to God, he was faithful. God did tell me what he had to tell me on that Tuesday. Amen. He told me I was going to do a prayer summit. I was going to orchestrate a prayer summit. Ain't that something? And I had so much peace with it, and I just said, Lord, just show me when, show me how, show me what. Hey, because I know if you calling it, you got something in mind. See? And so, amen, he laid it out. Amen. First, I was going to do it the whole week. I was going to do it my birthday night. Amen. Me made no difference. Amen. Glory be to God. But he said, no, just two nights. Just two nights. Glory be to God. Two nights. He said, well, the first night, Wednesday night, is going to be for healing. And Thursday night is going to be for family and finances. Glory be to God. And he's still perfecting it. Then he said, I want you to get some pastors. I want you to get somebody to come up and do about 15, 20 minutes in the Word. And then glory be to God. And then take those prayer requests. He said, do it on Zoom and post it on social media. So, look, amen. Come on, somebody. Can we just tell the Lord thank you this morning? Amen. Can we just tell the Lord thank you? Amen. Today, amen, we want to talk to you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. About, amen, rules. The Lord has rules. The Lord has rules. Now, a lot of this teaching today, amen, glory be to God, they tell you the Lord, there ain't no rules. Ain't no rules. Just come on and give your life to Christ and believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and live any kind of way you want to live. You're going to heaven anyhow. God going to bless you anyhow. He going to heal you. He going to give you the money. He going to give you just ask him what you want. Ain't no rules. Well, I tell you the truth. Some people are going to have to give an account. This is why the Bible tells us, amen, beloved, that we're going to have to give an account to God for every word. For every word that comes out of our mouth. Now, we're talking to believers here now. We're talking about to believers because we know sinners already got their judgment. Amen. Glory be to God. As we begin this morning, as we continue this morning, amen, hallelujah. Listen, let me give you this scripture right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, amen. We thank you that the words of our mouth, amen, and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Okay, Matthew 12:36 says this, but I tell you, everyone, la-di-da-di, everybody, you and me, everyone must give an account on Judgment Day for every idle word you speak. I'm telling you the truth, glory be to God. That's why the Bible tells us, beloved, be quick to hear and be slow to speak and slow to wrath. We too quick to talk. We too quick to talk. We saying the wrong stuff. We messing stuff up. And as we already taught on one Bible study, once you say them words is out in the atmosphere. You can't take words back when you say words. You can't just go running from your living room to your bedroom looking for the words. What you looking for? I'm looking for the words that just came out of my mouth. No, you can't find them words. Matter of fact, them words not even in your bedroom. They out in the universe. When you said those words took on legs and started a running. Huh? The good and the bad. That's why we got to be not so quick to speak. Pray about it first. Train yourself. The Lord is the Holy Spirit teaching me, glory be to God, to talk to him while I'm talking to you. If I'm talking to somebody and I'm listening and you talking, I'm listening now because I try to be a good listener. But guess what else I'm doing while you listen, while you talking? I'm praying. I said, okay, God, what we going to say next? Okay, God. Huh? Because once you say them words, we got to be careful. You better be careful. You better be careful who's speaking into your ear gates, telling you something that this. Let me tell you something about a good friend, a real friend, a real pastor. They're going to tell you the truth. Now, God knows sometimes it hurt and you don't want to say it. Sometimes you feel it might be in jeopardy of your relationship. Because sometimes the truth hurts. My mother always told us when we was growing up that, you know, the truth will make you free, but sometimes it'll make you miserable in the process. See? So, beloved, count it a blessing when you have someone that will speak truth to you. That's a real friend. That's a real pastor. Not just somebody won't say anything to see if you're going to give a big offering this week. See if they can get a big donation. That's the hirelick. That's a sheep in wolf's clothing. They don't care nothing about you. All they're counting is their money. Or make up that car payment, that house payment. They're going to tell you anything, amen, to tickle your fancy. Don't care if you go to hell or not. Well, guess what? It ain't all right. Because the Lord's saying, amen. Glory be to God. You got to give an account. That's for everybody. Amen. So this morning here, I want to call your attention to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 4. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 4. I'm just going to read just a couple verses in your hearing, starting with verse number 1. I love the word of God. I love the word of God more than my necessary food. I was talking to my doctor, and we was talking about some things, amen, and I'm a little bit better now, but I told my doctor, I said, I don't eat a lot, and he said, well, why, Mrs. Bradford, why don't you eat a lot? I said, because I fast so often that I forget to eat, but the truth of the matter is I am fasting, but I am eating. I'm just not eating natural food a lot of time. I'm eating spiritual food, see. And that spiritual food, glory be to God, I'm telling you, that'll take you into eternity. That natural food, you're going to poop out, hopefully, in the next 24 to 48 hours, if your digestive system is flowing good. Some of us got stuff backed up in our colon for years. Get that colonoscopy, saints. Get it. Don't be scared. So let me tell you, when I got mine, they found a little pimple, a little something, and the doctors was laughing. They said, whatever it was, Miss Bradford, we got it. Huh? We don't know if it was cancer in there trying to, we don't know what it was, but whatever it was. See, but if I wasn't getting that colonoscopy, I wouldn't know. Some of us got stuff backed up in us for years. Huh? That's what that natural food would do to you, especially when you ain't exercising.
Remember, that spiritual food, it take you right into eternity. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, and it reads like this, verse 1. This, then, is how you ought to regard us, as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the mysteries God has revealed. Verse 2. Now, it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. And we're going to stop right there. And we're going to stop right there in Jesus' name. We want to talk about the rules of the house, beloved. The house rules. I know when I was growing up, glory be to God, and my mother and my father, amen, we grew up, and I'm the oldest of 7 siblings, but at that time it was 6 siblings, amen. The 7 of us, all females, amen, all grew up in a little small 3-bedroom house on Napa Street in North Philadelphia around 31st and Lehigh. A little small teeny house on Alley Street, graveyard in the back of the house. I can tell you some experiences about that graveyard. That's when I first was aware of the spiritual discernment. I think I was born with a veil over my face. Amen. But matter of fact, I was born with a veil over my face. Amen. But that graveyard, that's another time. I'm going to tell you some stories about that graveyard. Amen. Glory be to God. And so my mother and father had the front room. And me and my sister Nancy had the back room. And the other 5, they worked it some kind of way in that middle room. But we made it. We made it. Glory be to God. But when I was growing up, glory be to God, amen, my parents would always remind us that as long as you live under my roof, you're going to abide my rules. As long as you live here. And this is why some of my sisters, amen, most of my sisters, I'm going to tell you, we was all out by the age of 18. Let me see. Out of all my sisters, can I say we was all out? We was all out by the age of 18. You know what I'm saying? A couple of us went back. I had to go back to my mother's house for maybe about 2 months. Amen. In that journey, and one other sister had to go back. Amen. She went back for about 4 months. Amen. Over the years, but we was all out the house. My parents were wonderful examples of godly leaders in our home. They loved us deeply. However, my father made it very clear that he was the one in charge. We understood that my father was the head of the home, and as such, my father made the rules. When wills collided and we wanted to do something contrary to his way of doing things, we were reminded that my father was the one in charge, not us. And resisting my father's rules is one of the most, those moments, beloved, it was like running into a wall of solid concrete. If anyone was going to bend, it wasn't going to be my father. It was going to be us. Beloved, tell you the truth, I'm very, very thankful for the lessons that my mother, my father, and my grandparents, amen, taught us growing up. I'm very, very, very grateful. And I feel sorry today for those who are not taught to respect authority at home because they're not being adequately prepared for the realities of life that they will face later. And because they were permitted to bend the rules, see, this spoil rotten, this do what you want to do, you calling the shots, huh? Like you paying the bills up in here. And we see it happening all the time. We see it too. Some parents are even afraid of their children, afraid to chastise their children, just afraid, see. But because these children are allowed to bend the rules, even worse, because they're allowed to manipulate their way around the rules, see, they will be in a big shock when they enter the work world and discover that their boss is not going to bend for them and allow their manipulation. And so now you want to get mad, you want to pull out a shotgun and come back and just shoot up everybody in your department because your boss didn't bend the rules with your spoiled self. Better pray, saints, before you go to work. Matter of fact, as our sister Aquanetta said, you better pray before you leave. I don't make a step out of my house before I leave. Well, I say a prayer. Lord, I'm going to do such and such and such and such and such. Now, leave me and guide me. Now, if it ain't your will, take it off my calendar, Father God, because I ain't got to go. Why? Because I don't want to run into no madman coming back to shoot up his boss and everybody in the department because they didn't get their way with their spoiled self. Look, y'all already know I'm licensed to carry. You hear? And I go to practice. And I got the picture. I bring the pictures home on my wall, and they amazed. They make, I get the bullseye, get it right in the center. When I leave my house, I say, okay, God, we taking Shirley today? Or what? I'm going to be good? Do I need this today? Self-defense is self-defense will hold up in court. But let me tell you this. If you love your children, you will teach them that living by the rules is a part of life. And because my parents made it very plain, we knew what was expected in our home, and we knew the kinds of behavior that would never be tolerated. This knowledge created stability and taught responsibility to me and my seven sisters. Because after my father died, my mother remarried. We always tease and we say she robbed the cradle because my stepfather is 13 years younger than her. And everybody was saying it wasn't going to work and this and that and that. But guess what? In December, they celebrated 45 years. And some of the main ones who said they wasn't going to make it, they didn't even make it 3 years. You better be careful who's speaking into your ear gates, baby. All you got to do is hear from God. But I am so thankful that my parents taught us that we must live by the rules. See? And as my three daughters, I had three beautiful daughters. Beautiful. I thank God for my daughters. Amen. Glory be to God. I have my oldest daughter, and then there's 16 years between my oldest daughter and my second daughter, Erica. So my oldest daughter is about 45-something. I got to do the numbers. Amen. Then count 16 years, and here come Erica. And then 2 years later, here come Precious Nia. Amen. Glory be to God. But when they was growing up, beloved, I told them the same thing that my parents told me. As long as you live in our house, you're going to abide by the rules. And today, beloved, amen, as I look at my daughters, I can see the great fruit that this firmness has produced in their lives. My daughters are authority, honor, and law-abiding, responsible women. All three of them are entrepreneurs. I didn't even realize what I was putting into them. Greater than me, I tell you that. Glory be to God. Living by the rules is a necessary part of every realm of life. In the natural, it's true that your habitual violation of the rules will eventually result in negative consequences or punishments. On the other hand, if you abide by the rules, you position yourself for a life of order, a life of stability, and freedom from enforced restriction. Huh? Now, look, let me tell you something. Let me drop this commercial here. Black lives matter. Don't get me wrong. The truth of the matter is all lives matter. But my question is, because I like to try to look, I like to look at the whole picture. Why was you giving authority such a hard time? When police said put your hands up, why didn't you just put your hands up? I mean, what's the problem? How you gonna pull out a gun on the policeman? No respect for authority. But now we want to march all around the world because homeboy got beat up. Glory be to God, because he didn't respect authority. Come on, y'all. We not going to solve the issue here trying to pacify and put Band-Aids on stuff. But why? Because Johnny didn't learn no authority at home. So how did you expect a Johnny to learn authority in the streets? Going to school, beating up the school teachers. And then the parents got the nerve to come up to the school and back up the child. And to stress it out, school system is over. Well, how did you expect Johnny to act in the classroom and Johnny ain't even listening to you? Because you ain't teaching Johnny nothing. You ain't enforcing nothing. Oh, it's so cute. It's so cute. It ain't cute when they incarcerated and on lockdown for a life term. That ain't cute. Glory be to God. Because you're going to pay. They're going to learn one way or another. Now, you can teach them or you can let the streets teach them. They're going to learn. But this is my point on this morning, beloved. In the very same way, my message this morning is that God has rules. And if you are a son or a daughter in his house, he expects you to live by the rules. In fact, if you will refuse to abide by his rules, you will probably never be greatly used by God. Because you ain't abiding by the rules. You just as disobedient and stubborn. Ain't listening to God, ain't listening to nobody. Every time somebody try to tell you something, you want to throw a scripture on them to back them up. Yeah, well, you know, God told me. Now, when you're talking to somebody and somebody say, God told me, how you going? What's going to be your next reaction? You can't even touch that. And they know it. They just hard-headed. Don't want to abide by the rules. Let me tell you something. God looks for the obedient. God looks for those who respect him. God looks for those who honor his word. And God looks for those who follow his instructions. This is why Paul tells us in our scripture this morning. He says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Beloved, this verse is filled with lots of important teaching. But this morning, I want us to look carefully at the word steward, which is so important to understand if you want God to use you significantly in this life. I don't know about you, but I want to be used. But before I talk on the word steward, amen, glory be to God, I want to draw your attention to the word required. He says, moreover, it is required. The word required. See, glory be to God, is a Greek word which means to seek, to search, or to look very intensively for something. It was used as a legal term to denote a judicial investigation, and it could even refer to a scientific investigation. It denotes an intense and thorough searching for accurate, concrete facts and not a mere surface investigation. The King James Version tells us, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And the Greek interpretation of that, it reads, moreover, God is making a consecrated, exhaustive, and thorough search in pursuit of stewards who are faithful. God is looking to and fro. What you looking for? Faithfulness. I'm looking for stewards. I see this one over here, but they ain't faithful. What you looking for? If I can find 10. If I could find five, I want today, beloved, amen. How many the Lord can find? I wonder, who was it, amen, when the Lord said, when God asked him, glory be to God, Abraham said, Lord, if you find 10 righteous, where you're not, he said, no, I won't destroy the city if I find 10. Oh, excuse me, Lord, I'm sorry. God, don't get mad at me. What about five? No, I ain't gonna destroy it if I find five. I wonder how many the Lord can find a day. The Bible says he's seeking, beloved. And because the word required is used, we know that the high caliber of stewards that God is seeking is not abundant in his house. Because if it was abundant in the Lord's house, he wouldn't be seeking so hard. Why would God have to look so hard if faithfulness, amen, was abundant in his house? God got to look hard to find somebody faithful. God got to find hard to find somebody that would do something that he told them to do, even when it's inconvenient, even when they don't want to do it, even when they might not like it, just like the rules of the house. Such stewards are so uncommon that God must search thoroughly and exhaustively to find those who respect, honor, and abide by the rules of his house. Beloved, just for 1 minute, just consider what it means then. When God does find the rare treasure called a faithful steward, it's rare. No wonder, beloved, amen, we read in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, and it says, the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the whole world to show himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are blameless towards him. Now, beloved, amen, let's look at the word steward. Glory be to God. The word steward in the Greek means the rule or management of a house. Over time, the word steward was applied to household stewards. Household stewards were individuals entrusted with managerial responsibility in wealthy homes. It was their job to run the household in an orderly fashion and according to the rules set forth by the owner, or to administer the rules of the house. The word steward could designate the gatekeeper, the head janitor, the head cook, or the chief accountant. These were not mere laborers, but these were directors of departments who had oversight, responsibility, and who was therefore accountable for areas entrusted to their care. Most importantly, they knew, they respected, and they followed the rules set forth by the one in authority over them. And they made sure others in the household followed the rules as the head of the house expected. Y'all know y'all history. Y'all know history, and you definitely know black history for the Afro-American audience. And y'all know with some rules in the house. Y'all know that. Glory be to God. The word required precedes the word stewards, beloved. And it comes from the Greek word which implies a thorough search. This means that God is passionately seeking people who are committed to his word. And listen to me. And this is how I try to be, because this is the example my mother has lived towards me and the example my mother is still living. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. One thing about my mother, and she'll be celebrating her birthday on Saturday. I think my mother could be 85, 86 years old, something like that. I got to do the math. Still pastoring. Been pastoring for almost 50 years. Don't have no real big church. She got a whole lot of pastors and ministers and people that have come through her church, I tell you that. See, if everybody came back home, she would need another building. But I'm going to tell you one thing that impresses me about Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield. She remains steadfast. She has never detoured. She has never stepped off course. That's impressive to me. Glory be to God. So with me seeing that example, that's the person I try to be. See, I try to be, Lord, what are you saying? What are you doing? Glory be to God. I try to hit the mark. I try to hit the bullseye. I try to keep my ears open. I try to keep my eyes open. I try to keep my heart open. While I want, amen, to be found faithful. But let me tell you something. When God finds a man or a woman who knows the word, when God finds a man or a woman who honors the word, when God finds a man or a woman who follows the word in every situation, he has found the type of person to whom he will give authority and responsibility. See, everybody want authority and responsibility, glory be to God. How God going to give you authority and responsibility and you don't know how to follow God's rules? Then you got the nerve to get jealous when you see God promoting other people. Then you want to get envious and get mad and why God ain't using me. How God going to promote you and you can't follow God's rules? How can God give you authority? You ever see somebody with some brief authority that wasn't ready? So, in other words, amen, the boss went out to lunch and the secretary going to try to take over till the boss get back. Ain't that a mess? Giving the authority. Can you imagine the president of the United States with authority and he ain't ready to rule the country? You're not ready. I was talking to a sister earlier this week. I said, oh, my God. I said, Lord have mercy. I said, one day, because I could just hear all in her conversation. It was just pride. All in her conversation was me. And then they, amen, then they desiring for God to put them into some big type office in the church. But, baby, you ain't ready. The fact that this individual knows the rules and lives by them demonstrates to God that he or she can be trusted with greater responsibility. To him who has shall be given. God don't give to the one that lacks. God gives to the one who already has. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. God will give the gift to the person that already got 10 gifts. And the person over here with one gift, he'll bypass you and give it to the person that got 10 gifts. They got 20 gifts. Why God keep loading that person up? Because they're faithful. Because God can count on them. Even though they tired, even though they busy, even though they got a lot on their plate, they going to do it. And the one over here with the one gift, amen, still complaining. It ain't did yet what God told you to do. God blesses faithfulness, beloved. When you see somebody being promoted in the Lord's kingdom, one thing for sure, two for certain, you can know about that individual. God has found that person faithful. And so he gives them more authority. And then he gives them more responsibility. You was faithful over these 10, I'm going to give you 30. Huh? You was faithful as a missionary, and I'm going to make you an evangelist. You was faithful as an evangelist, I'm going to make you a pastor. You're faithful. You was faithful over this 100 a week, I'm going to give you 1,000 a week. Beloved, just as my parents reminded us, that as long as we lived under their roof, we was going to live by their rules. God also expects us to live by the rules of his house. We must remember that we are his sons and daughters in the household of faith. It is our obligation and responsibility to live under God's roof according to his rules. And I assure you that if we are out of sync with God's word, he isn't going to bend to accommodate us. Oh, no, you can believe that. Some parents bend, some employers bend, but let me tell you something. God ain't going to bend, baby, if we're not in sync. We are the ones who must change, and we are the ones who must conform to him. Especially if you are a leader. Or let me just talk, amen, as I wind this down. Give me about 5 more minutes or less. Amen. Glory be to God. Maybe you desire to be a leader. And you have influence on others. It is imperative for you to know and to live by God's rules and to ensure that these rules are honored all under your charge. With me as the leader of this ministry, and so people come to me with okie doke stuff and doing stuff, I can't, amen, rub that over and tell you it's going to be all right and whatever, and God know your heart, and you sinning, and I, what? See, I know it's why a lot of you don't even come and talk to me. I'm going to hear you out, and I'm going to pray for you, but I ain't tolerating that crap. Because God ain't tolerating it in me. If God expects me to obey the rules of the house, he expects you to obey the rules of the house. There's no exception to the rules. But we think that we're so special with God that God is going to bend his word. Let me tell you, God cannot void his word. God said he'll honor his word above his name. If God bent and voided his word, it would make God a liar. And God knows our Father is not a liar. If you are a person who already does this, beloved, I want you to throw up your arms and rejoice because God is searching for you. I come to tell you this morning as we wrap it up, God's searching for you, baby. Oh, yeah, it ain't going to be long because guess what, amen, he's going to find you too. See, I think our minister Thurman talked about that last night in our Bible study. See, sometimes, amen, people don't acknowledge you. Glory be to God. Sometimes you think, amen, that your work is in vain. You know what I mean? Glory, your labor is in vain. No, baby, just come on, rejoice. Your labor is not in vain. God sees you. Matter of fact, he's been searching for you too. Hallelujah. God is about to tap you on the shoulder to do something marvelous. Let me tell y'all something. And I'm just telling you this because the Holy Spirit, normally I wouldn't say nothing. I received a phone call about 3 weeks ago. I received a call from Mr. Jeff Bezos. For those of you who don't know who Jeff Bezos is, Jeff Bezos is the owner of Amazon. He's one of the richest men in the world. It's targeted for him to be the first trillionaire. He communicates now with Pastor Alfreda Bradford. Baby, let me tell you something. All you got to do is just keep doing what God tells you to do. All you got to do is not compromise. All you got to do is not let nobody else throw you off track. All you got to do is get over, amen, all these idiosyncrasies and stop being so sensitive and easily offended and just keep going. Jeff Bezos. Yes, he did. I ain't telling you no more. I ain't telling you no more. I'm going to have to show you. I want you to know, beloved, when you are faithful, God is about to tap you on your shoulder and do something marvelous. I'm preparing a message right now for this weekend. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has prepared for those who love him. I assure you that God is listening to your prayers, and he is watching to see if he can trust you with a bigger assignment. And if God finds you faithful, a new assignment will soon arrive at your door. See, we always looking for something new, something different, something deep, but you ain't did the last thing God told you to do. How God gonna give you a new assignment and you haven't even completed the old assignment because you're not abiding by the rules of his house? Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. However, beloved, if you are sloppy about how you apply God's rules to your life, you need to be honest with yourself and realize that the big break that you've been hoping for may still be far away. Far away. For God to give you a big assignment, he needs to know that he can trust you to live according to the rules of his house. Simply put, I said all that to say that today. I talked for the last 30 minutes or so to say that, and it's so important, I'm going to say it one more time. For God to give you a big assignment, God needs to know that he can trust you to live according to the rules of his house. This is why the scripture says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man, that a woman be found faithful, because a faithful man shall abound in blessings. In the book of Proverbs. Beloved, I encourage you to take an honest survey of your life this morning. I encourage you to examine every detail to see if you have been honoring God's word, to see if you have been obeying it as strictly as you should. If not, then make this opportunity your opportunity to repent. Follow your repentance with change and know that God will watch to see if your repentance is genuine. Oh, he's watching, baby. And he don't miss a beat. He don't blink an eye. Once your heart is set to do your best to keep God's rules, you're going to find out that a new assignment will be on the way. God said you passed that one. Let me give you another one. Let me give you another one. And each new assignment has a whole new different set of rewards. But never forget that before God gives a big assignment to someone, he carefully observes his actions to see if she is living according to the rules of his house. And since this is true, beloved, wouldn't it be wise for you to examine your life this morning before the Lord? Examine your life and determine what he sees as he watches you. I'm finished. Let me share this 1 minute testimony. I've already shared it with you guys. My greatest deliverance, I never forget, back in 1984. David and I had just got married. I took on a temporary assignment over there at the Philadelphia Electric Company. I was up there on the 19th floor. It was a temporary assignment, but I never forget. I never forget where I was. Amen. I'm standing there in the office. I was in the office by myself, and I had just heard the minister preach a couple of days before, so I decided the word stuck with me, and so I did what the preacher said. And I said, Lord, show me myself the way you see me. I'm going to tell you the truth. I was Evangelist Bradford at the time. I was expecting, I was expecting a role. I was expecting a red carpet. I'm going to just tell you the truth. You know what I mean? And look, you don't never see the flaws in your own life. You don't never. That's why the Bible said, how can you take the mold off somebody else and you got a beam on your own? You don't never see the flaws in your own life that easily. When God answered that prayer, and as a matter of fact, he started answering quickly. He answered the same day. When God showed me, started to reveal my heart to me, I turned around and asked God, who was he talking about? I literally asked God, who was he talking about? And ever since that day, and that's been almost 30 years, no, over 30 years, 1984, whatever it was, do the math. That's how I pray every day. God, show me myself the way you see me. And when God shows me, beloved, amen, my aim now is to ask God to forgive me. Sometimes I got to go and ask other people to forgive me. And then ask God to make me better. God said, rend your heart and not your garments. I want to be found faithful because it's required. Lord, help me to abide by the rules of your house. Amen. Amen and amen. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for making us your child. And today, we are renewing our commitment to live according to the rules of your house. It is a great honor to be your child. We want to honor you by being obedient to you. We want to understand your rules, what they mean, why you require them, and how to apply them to every situation in our lives. When you look at us, we want you to see us as a child of God who is passionately doing all that we can to honor your rules, to live by your rules, and to help others honor and obey them too. In our own flesh, Father, it is impossible to do it all. But with the help of your Spirit who dwells within us, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do what you expect and live in a way that brings glory to your name. Holy Spirit, today, this morning, we are turning to you for help as we endeavor to honor God in the way that we live under his roof. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. That is the word of God on today. And God's word will not return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that the Lord has sent it forth to do. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, in form of announcements. What are the announcements today? We'll be at the altar of prayer, Lord's willing, at 12. Back tonight at 9. Hallelujah. Elder Valerie Carte is going to be united in the holy matrimony on tomorrow. Hallelujah. 10 o'clock praise party tomorrow night, Lord's willing. Bring your own praise. Hallelujah. And to God be all the glory, the honor, and all the praise. My mama's birthday is on Saturday. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to have the next 4 or 5 days going to be high. Amen. Next week is Founders Week. All next week. Amen. On Monday, we have Pastor Carmen Dorsey coming. Glory be to God. On Tuesday, we have Minister Erica Bradford. On Wednesday, we have Minister Sonia Amafio. On Thursday, we have Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield. On Friday, we have Minister Darnell Ransom. And on Saturday, we have Minister Joanne Thurman. We're going to have our 2 nights of the prayer summit. On Wednesday night, our Bishop Lawrence Williams, glory be to God. And on Thursday, our Pastor Charles Amafio. My God, get ready for the party, y'all. Boy, I'm telling you, we're going to take this month out with a Shabbat. Glory be to God. This is the time and this is the set season. Amen. So we are rejoicing. Come on, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate. Come on, put on your party clothes. Put on your party clothes. Amen. And we give God the praise. Amen. Everybody have a lovely, 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 lovely day. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Come on now. Amen. Father, help us not to be in the right at the wrong time. Father God, all those people that got killed at work, they was at the right place because they were supposed to check in at a certain time. They was at the right place, but at the wrong time. Then the ex-employee, want to come in and shoot everybody up. Father God, we pray that you would cancel bad news, Father God. Tears and sorrow. accidents, incidents, calamities. We cancel premature death. Father God, help us. And help us as obedient children. Help us to start being faithful over a little bit. Help us to start giving you a dime on every dollar. Help us to be faithful in our little one-room apartment, Father, so you can give us a bigger house. So you can give us a house. Help us to be faithful, Father God, over what we already have, so you can bless us with more. And we say thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able, amen, to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. I want to just read this to you, amen. It's a poem. Y'all might have heard it before. It's called The Essence of a New Day. It says, this is the beginning of a new day. You have been given this day to use it as you will. You can waste it or you can use it for good. What you do today is important because you are exchanging a day of your life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever. In its place is something that you have left behind. Let it be something good. Amen. Let us follow the rules of the house, saints. Amen and amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. My pleasure. We bind this spirit of retaliation, and we decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Amen. Rules of the house, saints. Amen. Let's get it together. Love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
Come on, say it.
We have come.
Yes.
Gathered to worship Christ. Our Lord, oh world, thank you, Jesus Christ, hallelujah.
Say it one more time.
We've come into this house, we have come,
glory,
gathered in his name to worship him.
Is that why you've come this morning? Come on, say it.
We have come.
Come on, say it.
To us.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
We have come.
Come on.
Gathered. All to worship Christ, our Lord, oh world, oh yeah, Christ, our Lord.
Glory, come on.
So forget about yourself this morning, so forget,
concentrate on him. And worship him. Said from his spirit. So forget about yourself this morning.
So forget.
Concentrate on him. And worship him. Bless your name, God. So forget about yourself. Come on.
So forget. Concentrate on him. Worship and worship and worship and worship.
Hallelujah.
Oh, worship him.
Christ, come on, Christ.
Hallelujah. Let us lift up holy hands.
Let worship him. Let us lift up holy hands this morning. Hallelujah. Magnify his name. And worship him. Let us lift up holy hands this morning. Come on, worship him. Christ, hallelujah. Our Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, say, somebody say, worship him. Hallelujah. Christ. Anybody know he's worthy to be praised? Worthy of the honor. Come on, worship him this morning. Worship. Christ our Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the setting of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. Come on and worship him. Clap your hands in this place. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah.